A Tasmanian woman says their 15-year-old autistic son is being forced to share a hospital ward with adult mental health patients. The teenager was taken to hospital after he was self-harming, but his parents say he's been kept in the mental health ward of the Launceston General Hospital since late March. Felicity Ogilvie reports.
When Juliana Livingston's autistic teenage son started to self-harm, she sought help. But what has happened since March has brought her and her child great distress. Mrs. Livingston says that her 15-year-old son hasn't been diagnosed with a mental illness, but he has been placed into the mental health ward of the Launceston General Hospital. She says the child who cannot talk has been held with adults at times.
When some of those adult patients on the ward became too distressed, that's when they would end up being put in that little hard dependency unit with our son. So you would have a situation where you have somebody with this intellectual impairment and non-verbal being surrounded by quite a few staff and adults raging, adults not coping, extra not coping. That's why they've been put in the unit.
The Tasmanian government says the boy will be moved out of hospital soon into a house that is being modified for him to live in. Juliana Livingston says the government is moving her son into a group home at Latrobe, which is about an hour from her home. The health union has been complaining about her son being held in the mental health ward for almost 3 months. Mrs. Livingston says there have even been suggestions that her child should be placed into a youth detention centre.
All we have been told, and I can tell you that we've been told this day in and day out, that there was nowhere else to place him, but where he was placed was most unsuitable, and that it was causing a lot of distress at the ward because of the limitations it put on the ward. In fact, we found out a few weeks ago that the management of the mental health services of Northern Tasmania were investigating sending our son to Ashley Correctional Centre to get rid of him, to get him out of the mental health services.
Mrs. Livingston has praised the work of some health staff who have helped her son, but says others have not known how to help him. The situation has left adult mental health patients in Launceston without access to vital services. They're having to travel to the Royal Hobart Hospital for treatment. But as the ABC reported earlier this week, the ward there is already overcrowded. Robbie Moore is the Assistant Secretary of the Health and Community Services Union.
The closure of this unit to admitting patients is having an impact at the Royal Hobart Hospital as people are being transported to the Royal Hobart Hospital and admitted there instead of in Launceston. And this creates a number of issues, including meaning that family members will have to travel extensive distances to be with their family, etc. So it is having an impact across the entire health system.
Former Australian of the Year Professor Patrick McGorry is a leading advocate for mental health issues. He says the shortage of mental health hospital beds is a national problem.
Generally around Australia, we reduced the number of acute psychiatric beds dramatically over the last 20 years or so, and that was supported through national policy because there was a commitment made by state and federal governments to fund a very strong, intensive, mobile community mental health system. But that commitment has been broken essentially in every single state and territory, and we have not got anywhere near enough resources on the community side to make us able to manage with the much smaller number of beds that we now have.
The federal government is distancing itself from the problem, saying that hospital beds are a matter for the states.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting.